Whoops. Big feet.
Computer's still working.
Yay!
Wow, crash though.
Good morning.
It's good to see y'all this morning. It is the last Sunday of this month, and no storms for us.
Yay!
We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Dearly beloved, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And then forgave the iniquity of my sins.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this short confession, I, by virtue of my office as called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Oh,
Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, give us an increase of faith, hope, and love, that receiving what you have promised, we may love what you have commanded. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for this morning is taken from Deuteronomy 7, beginning with verse 6. You are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his treasured possession. Out of all the peoples who are in the face of the earth, it was not because you were more in number than any other people that the Lord set his love on you and chose you, for you were the fewest of all people. But it is because the Lord loves you and is keeping the oath that he swore to your fathers, that the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the land of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and steadfast love with all those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Out of the depths of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God, beginning with verse 28. We know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many, many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor anguish, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, no powers, not height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I do have a mouth. Okay. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God comes to us and tells us something very special. You are loved. You are so greatly loved, passionately, by your God. And that's my message. Not that y'all didn't know that, but really the lessons reinforce that, doesn't it? When we look at the Old Testament lesson, of course, we see or hear the words of God that are spoken to the people of Israel who have a covenant. But we go back to look to the present and to the future. We go back and we see how God was then and how God chooses. God chooses from His love. And He remembers His promises, His oath to the father of the children of Israel. He loves. He says, I didn't choose you because you were a great nation. You weren't. You were small. And you were slaves. And yet with God's mighty hand, He delivers them. Why? Because He loves them. And He remembers His promise to their father. Then we hear the parables that Jesus speaks in the gospel lesson. For some time growing up, I always thought it was a lesson about faith and how important that faith is and how we want to give it all up for that treasure, that gospel. But it's not that way at all. It's a story about God and His reign, His love for us. The parable of a merchant, the parable of the man who goes out and finds a treasure in the field and he goes and sells everything to purchase it, is about God. It's about God, the merchant, who sells everything he has so he can buy that one pearl, is about God. Guess who the treasure is? You. You are that treasure that God is willing to give up everything for. And He does, doesn't He? Jesus comes into the world, takes into Himself humanity, flesh and blood. He is tempted in every way, but He never sins. He fulfills the Father's commandments. He is faithful. And He goes to the cross for us. He gives it all up, including His life, in order to purchase us, to redeem us, to have us as His own treasure. You are so loved, and I am too. God loves us with a passion. A passion that cost Him His life. St. Paul reminds us of these things in his words. Hear these words again, but I want you to think of it in this way, because I'm going to quote from Luther here. Okay? Luther was a man who went through many temptations, including accusations, not only from people, but Satan himself accusing Luther of being unworthy. And all of us, for that matter. So keep that in mind while you listen to this quote. So when the devil throws your sins in your face and declares that you deserve death and hell, tell him this: I admit that I deserve death and hell. What of it? For I know one who suffered and made satisfaction on my behalf. His name is Jesus Christ, Son of God, and where he is, there I will be also. That's what God has done for us. St. Paul says it this way: who shall bring any charge against God's elect? And know this, brothers and sisters, Satan is always bringing up this charge against us. You are not worthy. You do not deserve heaven. You have no right to it. Look at your sins. Satan is always throwing up that accusation. Maybe not before God, but he tries it with you. He tries it all the time to shake your faith, to pull you away from your true love, Jesus. That's what he does. He doesn't always do it overtly. Many times he does it in other ways to make you feel guilty, to make you think that you have no place in God's kingdom. Many times he does it under the table. You don't even know he's doing it. But any time you think in your mind that you have no place in God's kingdom, then think on these words of St. Paul: who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, and this is very important, who was raised. Without his resurrection, there is no justification. Because then he would have just been a man and not the Son of God. And as a man, he would have been a sinner. And no sinner can die for another sinner's sins. Only a righteous man, only a just man, only God fits the bill. And God had to become a man in order to carry our sins to the cross. Jesus, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? Can anything in this world separate you from your true love, Jesus Christ? Can anything do it? The one who came for you and me? No. The answer is no. There is nothing at all that can separate us from our Lord. For we are His, and He gave His blood in order to acquire us. And he does, because his blood cleanses us. His blood makes us righteous. His blood makes us a holy people. Just like in the Old Testament, God calls us a holy people. We are so loved by God that there is nothing at all that can separate us from that. St. Paul says, no, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present or things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Do you want to hear something that St. Paul said could separate us from the love of Christ? No, because there is nothing. But in this world we see things happening around us, the things that St. Paul even speaks of. We see it, and it causes the world to shake, because the world doesn't know God. But you know Him, because God knows you, and He called you, and you heard His voice, and you followed. It is God's grace that you are a holy child of His. It is God's grace alone. There is nothing else that brings us to Him but our Lord Jesus. While we were sinners, Christ died for us. So we are loved. A love that cannot separate us, no matter what is happening in your life or in the world. No matter what rulers may come and try to take away your freedoms, that may try and take away your right to worship God. Because nothing can stop a child of God from worshiping Him. Nothing at all in this whole world would even cause us to want to not worship, because we know God's love. We know it. He doesn't hide it from us. He doesn't work under the table for our demise. He doesn't receive any joy in our suffering. But He assures us and encourages us that all of this suffering, all of this craziness of this world will one day end. Jesus spoke of it in the third parable that's in Matthew today. On that day, He will send His angels out, and they will gather up all people. And those who are unrighteous, those who are evil, will be cast into the eternal flame, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. But for you, God's holy people, there will be eternal joy when Christ returns. We take no pleasure in the loss of any human being. No, we do not. And our Father in heaven takes no pleasure in the loss of any human being. He would that all believe. But there will be those who will not heed His call. There will be those whose pleasure is in the things of this world, whose desire is for the things in this world, whose God is this world. But we are not called to worship the created, but the Creator. And so we do. We trust in Him. We know His word is certain. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Lord, we are your people, chosen by your grace to be your own possession, and granted mercy upon mercy. Hear your people who cry to you in need, and remember us according to the favor you have shown to us in Jesus Christ our Lord. That the Lord may open our hearts to prayer and guide us in this holy conversation so that we may know those things for which we ought to pray and seek them according to his grace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the church may prosper, the good news of Jesus Christ go forth unhindered, and the Spirit bring many into the fellowship of the redeemed. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the Lord may grant to us good and faithful pastors to preach and teach the whole counsel of his word, and that we may receive their words with joy and thanksgiving. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That we may remember our baptism into Christ and live boldly in our vocation as his children, no matter the difficulties of this fallen world, within our families, in our neighborhoods, and throughout the world. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the Lord may bless our nation and those who govern us, that we may use the gift of freedom to live holy, upright, and godly lives to the praise of his glory. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the Lord may bless all lawful occupation and professions, and that we may pursue honesty and virtue in all things. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That God's people may recognize the true treasure of the cross and rejoice in the resurrection, pursuing with all their hearts, minds, bodies, and souls the things of his kingdom. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the sick may be healed, the troubled granted peace, the grieving comforted, and the dying kept in peace. Especially we lift up to you, O Lord, Scott and Judy Stallings, Robert Galavias, Jan Johnson, Bo Wolf, Pastor Mark Seeger, Nelson Meyer, Gloria Havman, Sue Daniels, and Pat Bias. Let us pray to the Lord. That the Lord may grant us generous hearts so that we may honor him with the worship of our hearts and bring to him the tithes and offerings that support his work. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That we may be steadfast and immovable, abiding in Christ and in all his word of truth, and that we would be kept from error and delivered from temptation. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the Lord may watch over our comings and goings and deliver us safely into the arms of his mercy and the blessed rest of the faithful, to receive with all the dead in Christ the gift of life everlasting. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Holy God, mighty Lord, endless is your mercy and eternal your reign. Hear our prayers of your people who cry to you in their need and who plead to you in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Shine upon you with favor and give you peace. Let us close with hymn 935.